And welcome back to the program. Let's go to the WORD talk line. We'll talk to Keanu in Spartanburg. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Hey, Charlie. Love your show. First time caller.
First time caller. You get the first time caller bell. There you go, buddy. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I just want to talk about that commercial that was just on. We're talking about Lindsey Graham helping pass the big, beautiful bill.
Yeah,
what's up? They want us to go kiss his butt for a second and forget everything he's been doing wrong?
Because why? He's got a primary coming up and he's worried right now and he's got to act conservative? Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, he just wants us to go vote for him right quick.
That's all he wants. That's all there is to it. But, I mean, you're right about that, Keanu. Buddy, I appreciate it. Yeah, everybody gets conservative right around primary time. Then once they're in office, they're like, phew, I'm here for another 6 years. I'm going to go do whatever I want. Where's Donald Trump so I can stab him in the back a few more times? I love stabbing Donald Trump in the back. He does. Lindsey Graham will go on NBC, I counted, four times. In like 15 minutes, the guy stabbed Donald Trump in the back. But unfortunately, he's needed right now. So is Thune and several others, because President Trump has some nominees he's got to get put forward. Now, I know, useful idiots. Well, over on The View, if you need any more evidence of the stupidity of the biddies on The View, well, I don't know what that's going to take, but we got even more for you here. Here's Sonny Hostin talking about the firing of Stephen Colbert.
It could be financial. And I don't know that it's purely political. It could be. But my concern is, if it is political, then everyone should be concerned. People on the right should be concerned. People on the left should be concerned. Because it's very clear that if it is political, this is the dismantling of our democracy. This is the dismantling of our Constitution, right? And so the First Amendment is the First Amendment for a reason, and that is freedom of the press, freedom of speech, freedom to speak truth to power. If that is taken away, if the comedians are being attacked, then that means our Constitution is being dismantled.
That's right.
That means the very rubric of our democracy is being dismantled. And I think every single person should be really, really concerned about it. I'm thrilled that Elizabeth Warren, Senator Bernie Sanders is asking Skydance, is asking for answers whether or not this was political. The Writers Guild is actually asking the Attorney General to look into this situation to find out if it was political. And if we find out it is political, what are we going to do as a country? We must protect our Constitution and we must protect our democracy.
First of all, she's so stupid. Now, she pretends to be a constitutional scholar. Now, if I'm the owner of a business, now understand this, if I'm the owner of a business and I don't like the politics of one of my employees, I can fire him. I can fire him. You see, the Constitution only prevents retribution from the government. That's all it does. You have freedom of speech. Yeah, you can say whatever you want to. That does not mean I have to pay you to say it. It doesn't mean I need to keep you on the employment roll at all. See, people really mess this up. The Constitution is a safeguard against the government. We are one of, if not the only country that has a constitution that is supposed to limit the power of government. Oh, it's free speech. Nope. Sorry. That just doesn't work. That's not what the Constitution is there to do. It's not to protect you from your employer. Now, was this a financial decision by CBS? Absolutely. It cost $100 million a year to put on the Stephen Colbert show. $100 million. And they were losing $40 million a year. They were in the hole on that show, $40 million a year. So in other words, they were they were taking a loss of $140 million every year on that show. Right? Taking a loss, a big loss. So why would you keep somebody on if you're losing money in that amount? You can't. That's not a good business model. I don't care who you are. It's just not working. But maybe it was a political move. But even if it was political, well, tough darts farmer. But here's what I believe. I believe Stephen Colbert had become so toxic on his program that the American people were like, yeah, I'm just not watching that anymore. If that weren't the case, then advertisers would have been flocking to the Colbert Show. They would have been throwing money at CBS. Put my ad on. I want my ad on in this block. I want my ad on in that block. But they weren't. They were running from the Colbert Show because they didn't want their product to be associated with Stephen Colbert. And that is their right. They have all the right in the world to do that. We don't want, there were, whenever you get an ad buy from and I'm just a little inside baseball here. When you get an ad buy from a product, let's say you got JJ's Mattresses. And JJ's Mattresses are a big, giant mattress chain, and they want to advertise on a radio station. They will send over the contract. And on that contract, it will say, our ads are to run at this time, this time, this time, and this time. Our ads cannot run during this program. We do not want our ads to run during this program or that program. Now, what is the difference? There is no difference. Some people didn't want their ads on the Glenn Beck Show. Some people didn't want their ads on the Rush Limbaugh Show. Some people didn't want their ads on the Michael Savage Show. That's their right. They were missing a huge opportunity, but that was their right. They could certainly do that. But that happens all the time, every single day. So for her to say that this is some sort of a constitutional crisis, for somebody that is in television, you don't know a whole lot about it, lady. We'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show, News Talk 98.9 WRD, the voice of the Carolinas. And welcome back to the program on your Thursday afternoon. Glad to have you. Well, President Trump was touring the new Fed building that they've been working on for a while now. He was there with Senator Tim Scott. Yes, we can call off the search for the missing Senator Tim Scott. He was there at the new Fed building with Jerome Powell and President Trump today, and they were talking about the cost of the building. Now, they keep talking about how this is a $2.5 billion complex, and that's exactly what it is. It is a massive complex. So President Trump pointed out to Jerome Powell that the actual cost was more than $2.5 billion.
Billion went up a little bit, or a lot. So the 2.7 is now 3.1.
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, it just came out.
Yeah, I haven't heard that from anybody at the Fed.
Yeah, it just came out.
Arno said it about 3.1 as well.
3.1.
3.2. This came from us?
Yes. I don't know who does that.
Now, you're including the Martin renovation. You just added
entire capital.
You just added in a third building is what that is. That's a third building.
Well, no, but it's a building that's being built.
So he's like, no, that was built 5 years ago. But, you moron, it was part of the overall complex. We're talking about the total cost of renovating the Fed now sitting, even including, you know, if you were putting, maybe you're putting a new, I don't know, back deck on your house. And you were talking about all of the renovations that you made and how much it cost. Well, how much that deck cost? Well, this deck was about $5,000. Yeah, how much have you spent on renovations on your home? Well, it was about $5,000. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Didn't you just add another porch on the side? Yeah, but we did that years ago. It still counts. as the overall renovation cost. Jerome Powell was trying to, oh, no, that happened. That was a long time ago. It still counts. That's the total amount. And guess who's paying for this? Now, remember, they keep talking about how the Fed is a private entity. Well, if you're a private entity, why are you using taxpayer dollars for these renovations? And by the way, this is going to be one luxurious complex. It's going to be amazing. How much money is the Fed taking in? Well, the answer to that is plenty. So good job for Donald Trump for pointing that out right to his face. I love when he does that. I really do. So good for him. Good for him. Well, Senator Roger Marshall was talking today over on Newsmax about Hillary Clinton. Listen to what he said.
Minimal impact on the election. And Barack says, oh, no, let's change that narrative. Let's go out there and delegitimize the election and tell the American people that Russia interfered with the election. Otherwise, how in the world could Hillary Clinton be beaten? Never mind that she was on tranquilizers at the time and to her wits end and was craving for all the power she can get. Look, again, this is the threat to democracy. This is the truth that democracy when the President of the United States weaponizes the entire intelligence agency and the legacy media against the future President of the United States, the duly elected future President of the United States.
Yeah. And he's absolutely right. Here's Hillary. Oh, by the way, Hillary Clinton out there. It was a laundry list of problems from with Hillary Clinton. I knew it was a lot. Talking about major, major things. Let's see if we can find this here. Oh, where is it? Because you see, the Russians, with the hacking of the DNC, they found out that Obama and some of the members of, you know, the Democrat party, that they were worried about Hillary Clinton's quote-unquote extraordinarily alarming health problems and how they could have serious negative effects. And they kept this in strictest confidence. They didn't want anybody to know about it. Anybody. So let's see. Here we go. All right. The SVR, the Russian intelligence, possessed communications that Clinton was suffering from intensified psycho-emotional problems, including uncontrolled fits of anger, aggression, and cheerfulness. Clinton was placed on a daily regimen of heavy tranquilizers, and while afraid of losing, she remained obsessed with a thirst for power. They also add information that Clinton suffered from type 2 diabetes, ischemic heart disease, deep vein thrombosis, and chronic pulmonary disease. Beauty! This woman's a walking time bomb. We all knew, though. We all knew when she was going through all those coughing jags and all of that stuff. We knew that there was an issue with Hillary. Everybody was talking about it. I mean, everybody on the right, not everybody. The folks on the left kind of kept it quiet because they were told to. Completely. So, heavy tranquilizers. Hey, Charlie, tranquilizers explained that silly giggle. Remember that? Remember that fake, horrible laugh that she would have? Oh, my goodness. That was absolutely horrible. Charlie, Tim Scott is up there with Graham as a rhino voting yes to send $38 billion to Ukraine. In some ways, I just look at Tim Scott as just a do-nothing senator. When's the last time he's made headlines? When's the last time? I mean, I don't see. He's never been a firebrand. And where Tim Scott really lost me was when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. Was Tim Scott outraged? Was he angry at the weaponization of the FBI? No, he wasn't. He went on Fox News and he said, let's see how this plays out. What do you mean, let's see how this plays out? Why don't we come ramshack your home, looking for goodness knows what, and then just see how it plays out? That to me is when I went, well, there you go. Done with that. Hey, Charlie, it's time to raid Obama's mansion. What would you find there? Oh, by the way, some of the other things that we're finding out about Obama. Remember the chef that drowned out in Martha's Vineyard, where the Obamas have a home in one of the lily-whitest neighborhoods in America? Remember the chef? And all of the headlines were that the Obamas were not home at that time? Well, looks like that's not true. He was home. We'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show, News Talk 98.9 WRD, the voice of the Carolinas. In order for our society here in the United States to replace ourselves, there needs to be 2.1 children born per woman. 2.1. In order for us to keep on with the rate that we've got right now. But that's just not happening. The fertility rate in the U.S. has dropped to an all-time low, with fewer than 1.6 children being born per woman. That, according to federal data that was released today, the U.S. was once among the only few developed countries with a rate that ensured each generation had enough children to replace itself. Like I said, 2.1 kids per woman. But that's been sliding in America for the past probably about 20 years, as more women are waiting longer to have children. Why are they waiting longer? Because they have been told by Gloria Steinem, Cosmopolitan magazine, the folks on the left, that in order for a woman to be truly fulfilled and a truly a valuable member of our society, she's got to enter the workforce. Can no longer be a housewife. In fact, the folks on the left are against housewives. They've come up with a name for them, tradwives, and they use it in a derogatory manner. Oh, you're a tradwife. Oh, you're one of those tradwives. They bought into this whole thing, that in order for a woman to be fulfilled, she has to have a job in an office and get in there and compete with the men. That's the only way she'll be truly happy. But it's not just this country. It is also Western Europe. Same for them. England, France, Germany, Italy, places like that, their birth rates are falling too. You know where the birth rates are not falling? Western Europe and the Middle East. They're reproducing like crazy. Alarmed by the recent drops, this is from CBS News, alarmed by the recent drops, the Trump administration has taken steps to increase falling birth rates, like issuing an executive order in February meant to expand access to and reduce the cost of in vitro fertilization, and backing the idea of baby bonuses that might encourage more couples to have kids. White House Staff Secretary Will Scharf remarked to reporters at the time that in vitro treatments have become unaffordable for many Americans, or been unaffordable for many Americans. Health insurance companies aren't required to cover IVF treatments, which can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But there's no reason to be alarmed, according to Leslie Root, University of Colorado researcher. So you know she's a leftist. We're seeing this as part of an ongoing process in fertility today. We know that the U.S. population is still growing, and we still have a natural increase, more births than deaths. Well, here's the thing, though. We still don't have the 2.1 that we need. So they're trying to import more people into the United States. In the early 60s, the U.S. total fertility rate was around 3.5, but plummeted, are you ready? Plummeted to 1.7 by 1976. What was going on there? What was happening there? Well, it was the end of the baby boomer era. We know that. But it was also that we had this radical feminism coming along. But there's another problem out there as well. And this is a big one. 20-year-olds today, this is going to blow your mind. The average 20-year-old today has the same testosterone level as a 70-year-old man living in 1970. In 1970, 70-year-old men had the same amount of testosterone as a 20-year-old man today. Tell me we don't have a problem in this country. And I don't know what's causing it. I don't know if it's environmental factors, but if it was environmental factors, why isn't it affecting everybody? I had my testosterone tested a couple of months ago. I'm at 555. I have the testosterone level of a 33-year-old man, and I'm 61. So it can't be affecting everybody equally. Something else has got to be going on, right? I want to check some of those vaccines out there. But it's just mind-boggling to me that men in their 70s, in the 70s, had more testosterone than 20-year-olds today when they're really at their height of peak physical ability. Man, if these things keep going, we're going to have nothing but very effeminate men coming up in a generation or two. But we're seeing that everywhere right now, is this whole feminization of men. Now, I don't know if society is feminizing men or if men are just becoming more feminine because their testosterone level is too low. Well, I do know that both are at play right now. Everywhere you look, I mean, they sell makeup for men. Makeup. You got the whole trans community, all of that going on. It's crazy. Hey, Charlie, soy is causing low T. I don't doubt that. Charlie, it's the chemicals in the foods and the vaccines. China's trying to kill us. Maybe so. Why not? If you want to destroy a country, why don't you just make their men less manly? So, hey, Charlie, any fertility incentives will be claimed by the families who can least afford it and to have another child. All right. Charlie, not Russian and Ukrainian families don't have a problem having children. They have 10, 12 kids each. Exactly. Charlie, how many kids do you have? I have zero. Sorry, I'm part of the problem. Just never worked out. It's not that I didn't want kids. It just never worked out. Sorry. Met my wife later on in life. We didn't have kids. Charlie, we are doomed. I think so. But I think one of the big problems, and here's this will be interesting. One of the big problems is we have gotten young men out of being interested in being men. Now, just think about that for a second. If you're out there playing video games all day, you're just sitting around the house all the time, you're not doing nothing, you're not engaging your muscles, you're not taking in the right amount of protein, you're not taking in the right amount of nutrients, you're eating junk food all the time, sitting around playing Super Mario, that's got to have some effect on your testosterone. Either your body's not making it or your mind is telling it not to make it. Charlie, I did my part for my country. I have 11 children. God bless you. Good. 11 kids. Holy mackerel. Let's see. Charlie, I've got two kids and dogs. Or is that your dogs are your two kids? Charlie, candy and fast food, this is bad and it's been happening for a long time. No fathers in the household, also part of it. Yep, you're right about that, John. Take the dad. Well, that's the whole part of demonizing masculinity. The problem isn't toxic masculinity. If you really look, the average male today grew up in a single mother household, went to a school with all the teachers, with all female staff, all female teachers. I don't think toxic masculinity is the problem. I think it is a lack of masculinity. The fact that we don't let young boys go out and play anymore like young boys, skinning their knees and their elbows, getting blisters, We've taken that away, and I think that's having a very big effect on our society. We'll be right back. This is the Charlie James Show, News Talk 98.9 WRD, the voice of the Carolinas. Let's go to the WRD talk line. We'll talk to Jeff in Hendersonville. Jeff, what do you think about that birth rate, man?
Hey, Charlie. Well, I just wanted to comment that I think we have a twofold problem that's not just this country, but it's a kind of a worldwide issue that I remember reading an article on it some 10, 15 years ago, but we have a large growing secularization of this country in particular. And when you look at that coupled with the declining birth rate and then places like the Middle East with a booming birth rate, basically the Christian world is being outbred by the Muslim world quite rapidly.
Absolutely.
And that's the, you know, it's just one of those things that make you go, hmm.
Yeah, makes you wonder. We appreciate it, Jeff. Let's go to Janet. Well, we'll go to Philip in Kings Mountain. He's next. Philip, welcome.
Welcome, Charlie.
Yes,
first
sir.
First time caller, bro.
First time caller. Here you go with the bell. There you go. What's up, man?
You're talking about the youth, the 20-year-olds with the low testosterone.
Yeah.
One thing is a big problem. A lot of these kids don't have a man, a father figure.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of the feminism, you know, comes in. I actually know a couple of single, you know, females, and I see it.
Yeah. It seems like the women are getting more masculine and the young boys are getting more feminine. Right?
Yes, sir. I totally agree with you, buddy.
It's unbelievable, and I give you a perfect example. Thank you, Philip. Thank you for calling in. Don't be a stranger to the program. Go to the beach. Go to the beach and look at these kids out there. The young boys, I mean, the girls have more muscle mass than the boys do. These boys run around skinny little legs, look like toothpicks. Unbelievable. Janice is in Gastonia. What do you think, Janice?
Hey, Charlie. Yeah. Well, in my defense, I don't have kids, but I think my ancestors and my siblings made up for it because my great-grandfather actually had 27 kids between two wives.
Good gracious.
So, and it's actually on his tombstone, and he's married to and raised each one of them, too.
Wow.
So, I guess he just killed the first wife and the next one came along and did the same thing. I'm the youngest of six, and my parents were both either the oldest or next to the oldest of six each.
Yeah.
So between my brothers and sisters, I got six. I got four beautiful or five beautiful great grand nieces, and then I have three handsome great nephews, and I got two great grand nieces, so I think they're making up for my part on that part.
There you go. You're right about that, Janice. I appreciate it. Charlie, weightlifting, sports, hunting, all increased testosterone, as well as whoopee, chasing and pursuing women. Yeah, you're right about that. You know what I would like to do? I've been in radio, 35 years now, and approximately, and I've always wanted to do this, and I've never done it. I've always wanted to do a Charlie Book of Records. And and I'm going to think about this. We're going to do this. But of all the listeners, I want to know, like, who's the tallest? You know, things like that. Just records like that. Like, which one is that, you know, whatever. Who's the farthest listener that we have right now? But I want to know, which of our listeners out there have the most kids? So if you guys have, and I'm not talking about two or even three kids, maybe not even four, but if you have a bunch of kids, I would love to hear from you. Let me know how many kids you have. I'd love to let everybody know. I'll say your name if you want me to. Just send it to me over on the text line. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. Which of you has the most kids? We'll give the answers coming up in just a little bit. But talking about low testosterone, there's been a rumor, a theory around for a while now that Bridget McCrone Emmanuel Macron's wife over in France is not a real woman. Not a real woman. She's a man, you see. Although she claims to have had, three children from a previous marriage. But there are people out there that have made that accusation. And there was a couple of women over in France that accused Brigitte Macron of being a male. Well, the French, and she sued them for libel and actually won. However, a French appeals court, it was on the 10th of this month, overturned convictions against two women accused of libel against French First Lady Brigitte Macron after they spread claims that she used to be a man. Now, this is from a French website. So they say disinformation on Macron's gender has circulated on social media for years. She's also been attacked over the age difference and all of that. But here in the United States of America, we've got somebody else that is claiming that Brigitte Macron is also a man, and that is Candace Owens. Now, Brigitte Macron is threatening to sue Candace Owens, but Candace Owens is not backing down.
You were born a man and you will die a man. That's the point I'm making. So give us a sample. I'll send my doctors to take your blood. Figure it out real quick, however you want to go about this. Hey, how about just giving us some pictures again of you growing up, raising your children? That would be fine. For whatever reason, to phone, by the way. Like I said, we'll get to the bottom of it, right? That is what discovery is for. We're going to ask a lot of questions. You're probably hoping, this will go away and at least we'll say we sued her. We'll say we went after her. She'll probably file for this to get dismissed. I'd like to make it to discovery. I think that we owe that to the world.
So if there were all these rumors going around by Macron, I mean, wouldn't it just take nothing but a simple little fingerprint blood test to find out exactly what type of chromosome makeup she's got? Tim in Greer. Tim, you got about 30 seconds. What's going on, man?
Well, you just said you want to know how many of your listeners have kids. My wife and I have eight, and my eight, I have 12 siblings. I was the second of 13.
Oh, wow.
Mom and dad had 84 grandchildren.
Good grief.
All my nieces and nephews and the kids right now, we're at 180. If we just take us 12 that we all had spouses, our kids and our grandkids now,
holy,
we're at 180.
Mackerel. That is unbelievable.
Family reunion up in Northern Michigan a couple of weekends ago. So it's awesome. We need larger families.
Right, we do. Tim, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show. News Talk 98.9 WRD, the voice of the Carolinas.